Seamus Toomey with extremely local news and something new coming to Wrigleyville. Good morning, Seamus.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Happy Friday. Yes, good news for Wrigleyville if you're a movie fan. I know we talk a lot about movie theaters closing all over the country, but Wrigleyville is getting brand new theaters, 6 screens, right across from Wrigley Field. It's called the Alamo Draft House, and it's an Austin, Texas-based chain that's been opening up a bunch around the country. Begins in January, they just announced. It's in this, if you can picture it, it's the huge building just on the first base side. It's not, it used to be a 7-Eleven and a Starbucks there, and then they built this giant building that has a bowling alley, and now it's going to have 6 Alamo Draft House movie theaters opening in January.
Yeah, I've been to the original one in Austin. It's a great operation, good food and drink service. They have all kinds of special events, so a welcome addition to that neighborhood. And this is welcome news. The Lincoln Park Zoo extending a popular attraction.
Right. Anyone that's ever been to Zoo Lights kind of knows it's a great way to get out and about. As long as it's not like negative 30, then it's just miserable. But they've got millions of lights all around the zoo. It usually runs through January 1st, but the zoo just said yesterday they're going to keep it open an extra week. So you can get there through January 8th. Tickets are $5, but it's free on Mondays. So check it out if you've never seen it. It's really one of those special Chicago things to do.
Yep, it really is. Redevelopment plans on the site of a former West Side Sears store. Sounds like it's going full tilt. What's the latest?
Right. This is a good news for the folks. This is right at North and Harlem. There used to be a Sears there for years, and it was shut down just like all of them and knocked down a couple years ago. But now, you know, for 2 years, it's just been a big vacant lot. Pandemic has slowed down lots of the development plans, but the folks that own the lot came out and told neighbors Wednesday night that they are going to build a grocery store there. They're going to build a huge medical facility in the neighborhood of about $100 million, as well as houses, apartments, townhouses. So they're building a little neighborhood over there at the corner of North and Harlem. And they think they're going to start breaking ground on the medical building sometime next summer. So for folks that drive past that way on the west side, it's in the Galewood area, they could see construction there pretty soon, and the grocery store will probably be the highlight for a lot of the residents.
Yes, the neighbors have waited for years for that now demolished Sears to be replaced. So that sounds good. Thank you, Seamus. More at blockclubchicago.org. Have yourself a good holiday, my friend.
Thank you, sir.